What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed your weekend. I know that I did. Good morning to you, Randy.
Hey,
how are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, Charlotte didn't get it up out you this time.
No, huh? You're good. We had a good time.
You beat Charlotte this trip.
Well, we'll call it a draw.
Call it a draw. Okay.
I made it out alive.
That's all that matters, man. Glad you're back.
Anytime I go to Charlotte and don't have a horrible time,
right,
we'll call it good.
Okay. You know? All right. Well, hopefully everybody had a great, great weekend. When the weather was cooperative, it was freaking perfect all weekend, man. So hopefully you got out there in the yard like I did some yard work and all that other good stuff, man. But yeah, it was a fun weekend. A lot of blowouts in basketball. Did get to go see Ronald Acuña and the family went up Friday night to go see Ronald Acuña. Boy, when I just the juice that he has,
yeah.
But the restraints they have on him, like he's coming, like he's flying around the bases, and they're like holding him up. No, like he was rounding third. Ronald Acuña's going to score, mm-hmm. And he was going so fast. And the damn third base coach was like, "Stop!"
Yep. Yeah, just pump
and then
the
everybody
brakes.
Was like, "Everybody's like, understand? Like, what's going on?" You know. And I mean, it was just one of the things where they just don't want him to be hurt. You could tell a couple times in the outfield, the ball he's still working his way. Andy misjudged one. He just dropped in front of him. He had to slide for it. But, yeah, it was great to go see him. Then, obviously, as the weekend went along, he homers and does his Ronnie Trot. But, yeah, it was good to – really fun to see him.
4-for-9.
Really fun to see him.
6 walks, 6 runs scored in Gwinnett.
Yeah, man.
So, looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, man.
At the old plate.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, you know, you'd still want to get some more miles under him, I suppose, before you get him up to the big leagues.
Right.
Maybe some more outfield reps, I guess, but you can get outfield reps in the major leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he's pretty up to speed with the pitching.
Yeah.
So get him up here.
Can we just let him play, damn it?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
I don't need to see anything else.
I'm good.
Now, I might be a little, we're probably the wrong people to ask.
Obviously.
You know, we're not medical professionals, nor are we, any of our futures at stake professionally if they make the call too soon. We just want to see Ronald Acuña play baseball. Not just, you know, baseball, because he's been playing baseball for the Stripers. I want to see him play baseball for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Now, they went to Boston and played pretty good without him.
Yes, they did.
And what happened on Saturday night, I don't think he could have prevented, because that was a bullpen malfunction.
Oh, my goodness.
But focus on the good, and then we'll get to that part. Take a 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. Bats came alive, scored 10 runs yesterday. Just the second time this year they've scored double-digit runs.
Right.
So we talked about it on Friday. Like, Fenway's a really good place to hit.
And the hitters hit.
Power hitters hit, man.
I mean, Marcel Ozuna was going after that. You remember I told you that restaurant we went to over there with the bland-ass chicken, the bland-ass fried chicken? Yeah, he was going over. He was parking it over there, man. But, yeah, I thought that was the best thing because, you know, a lot of times when you get in that rhythm of hitting, you know, it just like what my man Hugh say, sacks come in bunches, home runs come in bunches. And we need this team and most of these guys to for these bats to wake up. I thought the pitching has been really good, Mark.
Really
it's been really good as far as starting pitching because they're going innings. You know, they're not five and out or something like that. They're going six plus. And Chris Sale was outstanding.
Yeah.
He was outstanding up there. And I think that, you know. It's
good to see him go back up there and do that.
And he was gassing him.
Yep.
And I thought that, you know, I saw this morning Spencer Strider has been activated. Mm-hmm. So we'll get an opportunity to see him this series against the Nationals.
Probably tomorrow.
Which is going to be a lot of fun also. And then you're just working your way. Are we comfortably over 500?
No.
Okay.
One game over 500.
I was about to say comfortably.
You got it.
What's comfortable?
I mean, two would be more comfortable. Because if you lose, you're still over 500. You know, right now you lose, you're back to 500. Yeah. Give me one tomorrow, and then I don't know, what's comfortable? 10 games over 500? Certainly one game over 500 is not comfortably over 500.
Right.
But, again, it's all about stacking series, and they've been doing that. They've won, six out of the last seven series, and outside of that one terrible trip to Pittsburgh, which still is kind of inexplicable, they've been playing some really good baseball. In that 17-game stretch where they didn't have a day off, they went 10-7. So, obviously, that's good. And to take two out of three over the weekend against a good Red Sox team, not a great Red Sox team, but a pretty good Red Sox team, at home gets them above 500 with a day off. So I bet if you had told them going into that 17-game stretch that when you come out of it, you're going to be a game above 500 to have a day off, they would have said, all right, great. Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
And then just start playing. You know, if you play 10-7, 17-game stretches the rest of the year, you're going to be really good.
Yeah, man. You're going to be right where
you're going to be comfortably over 500.
You're going to be right where we feel you're supposed to be as we look at the talent on this team. You know, they just have their questions still. And it is, you know, those guys that are coming in after the starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how Alex fixes it. I mean, most times it's like, just pitch damn better. But what if you can't, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hopefully they pitch better for a while.
Yeah.
You're probably going to bring some guys from Gwinnett at some point. I know Kimbrel's been doing a good job. Mm-hmm. But that to me has to be one of the main focuses of addition.
Yep.
when they go to the market, whenever that happens this summer. You know, there had been a pretty good stretch with a lot of those guys where the bullpen had been okay. But I think the numbers kind of told maybe one story when in reality they probably, a lot of those guys probably weren't that good.
Yeah.
And maybe were being bolstered by some of the other guys that are, because there's some talented guys out there in that bullpen.
Yeah.
But then there's some guys that probably aren't.
Yeah.
And you saw that certainly come to a head on Saturday night.
I mean, you had it.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 6-2 in the seventh inning. You feel like you're going to have a pretty good shot to win that game. I'll say this. They should let Rafael Devers do whatever he wants because that guy's great. Like, that guy just, I mean, if he doesn't want to play first base, shut up.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Man? Like, he ain't bothering nobody.
It's nice to have taken two out of three for the Red Sox and also kind of gotten owned by him.
Yeah.
Because he was, I mean, grand slam yesterday, fine, win 10-4. Walk-off home run on Saturday night, damn it. All right, come back and get him on Sunday. Because that guy, good luck, man.
Leave him alone.
Good luck.
Y'all already took his damn job from him as a starting third baseman. And now he's pouting and chilling. Okay, what you want me to do? Just hit all day? I got it.
Yeah, here.
Watch this.
Here's what I'll do.
You sure you don't want me to play third base? Yeah, we're pretty sure about
because
that.
Because since like the first base, because Bregman's a really good third baseman.
He
had some really nice plays over the weekend. But since the first base stuff happened, he's been on an absolute tear.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not doing that.
No.
And here's why. Just let me do this.
And I'm not mad at him for it.
No.
Y'all didn't ask me about the transition. I mean, the transaction of bringing somebody else in here. So why the hell do I want to go over there in first base? It ain't my fault that guy keeps getting hurt.
Yeah. You know? What am I supposed to do?
My part. And I would love, I mean, as rough as he was at third base, it might be awful at first. I'm just telling you.
Probably. Yeah,
he's not a good defensive player. So, just let that man.
He can hit, though.
Let him hit the ball and go about his business and pay him a whole bunch of money.
You got to see Drake Baldwin in the lineup two out of the three games as well. We talked about that on Friday, just like how are you going to do it? Because, you know, history and allegiance to vets and all that kind of stuff would tell us he was probably only going to play Sunday. Well, they got him in there on Saturday, too, and on Sunday, and he got a bunch of hits and a bunch of RBIs, and he stays hot. So, well done. Yeah. Like, well done by Snit and the Braves to find to get that right, because it would have been really frustrating after the week that he had had to then be like, well, it's platoon. I mean, you're going to just catch Sunday. It's like, no, man, let me get out there.
And he's been well. Sean Murphy ain't been no slouch himself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I know they said they put him in there because of the matchup with the lefty and all those different things. But, yeah, this kid is just continuing to show his value. As far as down the road, I don't think they're going to – I mean, I know we were talking maybe last week about maybe looking into moving Sean Murphy for something. That's not going to happen.
No, they're not going to do
that. They're not going to do that.
And I don't think they should.
And I'm with you right there because, I mean, the kid is hot right now, but eventually the league finds out.
Yeah, he'll cool off.
And he'll cool off and everything like that, and you'll have the guy who's been there longer, you know, as far as starting at your catcher position. But, yeah, I love watching him play. He is just so – he's so patient at the plate. You know, and he waits for the perfect pitch to hit, and he's doing a better job behind the plate also. You know, because we talked about, you know, they were just running on his ass.
They're still running on him,
but at the same time, he's getting his pop time. His pop time seems like it's getting better.
I don't know. I mean, I like where
I
your head's
say
at.
It's great, Andy.
I like where your head's at.
I think it's great.
I think he's thrown out 3 out of 20 Andy, base stealers.
But remember, Fred,
which
first,
is the worst.
At first,
in
it was like he only plays with four. He plays with. Out of 7 games, out of 7 days, he plays with 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good percentage, Andy. I'm just trying to say his pop time is better. I didn't say he's throwing people out. I said his pop time is better.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we just got to get the accuracy.
Okay. He's popping out of
he's
there.
He's popping out of there.
He's just kind of throwing it wild because he's going so fast.
Sounds good, don't it?
No. With all due respect, it sounds untrue.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like you're making stuff up because you like him. And I like him, too.
I do, man.
I like him, too. And I like having him in the lineup. And what they do say about him as a young catcher is that they really feel good with him behind the plate calling a game, which is good. Like, that's really, you know, hopefully the arm pop time throwing guys out stuff will come around, hopefully. But you know, if he's hitting and they feel comfortable then behind the plate, because the thing about, remember Contreras, like, it wasn't so much the pop time, it was that he couldn't catch.
Yes.
like I know we only remember the good stuff with guys when they leave and go elsewhere and do well, but Contreras had a pass ball like every game.
It seemed like it did.
Like he couldn't catch. Now he's gotten better,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Anyway.
I still won't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But good to take 2 out of 3 up there against the Red Sox. Day off today after 17 straight. And then you take on the Nationals, who aren't good, and you took care of business against last week, too. Hopefully you can be comfortably over 500 before the end of the week. And like you said, don't know when Acuna's coming back, obviously. Like, the rehab starts have gone well. Looks good. Have they said what their plan is this week with him? Just because... like they're going on the road to Louisville?
I've not heard or seen anything.
Ronald Acuña traveling to Louisville?
Why not?
I mean,
keep him playing.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously y'all fly him to Louisville so he don't have to ride on the bus or anything like that. But, yeah.
Fly everybody to Louisville.
Fly everybody. It's like, I don't think it's like the old days where, like, how Michael Jordan had that custom van when he was down there with the Barons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm not riding this bus. I tell you what. We all go ride the bus, but here, I'm going to buy us a bus, and we're going to all ride it style. All right.
And then Strider, like we said, probably with Dodd being sent down, they're probably going to bring Strider back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they haven't made that official yet, but wouldn't be surprised. Have they?
He's officially back with the team.
Right.
They have not technically announced him for Tuesday.
So he'll probably start in the game tomorrow, too, which is great. So that's awesome.
Baby.
So you're kind of one, well, almost.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The two guys who've been waiting to come back since the beginning of the season, hopefully both will be back soon. And then the third guy that we didn't know we were going to have to wait for him to be back, Profar, will be back in a while too.
Yeah.
But not as important as the other two, obviously. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.